Bank of Cardiff, this is Julian. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Yeah, so you got in contact with the client?
Yes, I just got off the phone with him.
You just got off the phone with him? Okay, cool. And the number that you called him with was the number that you gave us?
Yeah, the cell one.
The cell one? Okay, cool. And yeah, you told him he's cool with it?
Yep, I told him one of our partners is going to give him a call, and they're going to, you know, log into his bank and stuff with them. He said, okay, cool. He said if they can do it soon, like, sooner than later, because he has a meeting soon here. So if they can do it, they can do it right now.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll let Dan know.
Just tell him, like, I mean, just, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they know how to play this off, because this happens a lot, but I don't know if he's 100% under the impression that we're doing this in-house or not. I mean, I don't know. All the paperwork says Bank of Cardiff, but just let him know the situation. Like, I told him that I mentioned specifically, though, one of our partners. I didn't say it's somebody from our company or whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then he mentioned. Okay. So they already know how to take care of, like, I mean, they deal with that stuff too.
I'm sure they do, because they put the dogs in our name. But hey. I'm going to ask Saray or Graham or someone.
This is Ibis working with Bank of Cardiff here or whatever. I mean, whatever. I'm sure you guys know it. And then he said if you can't get a hold of the landlord, let him know, and he has a different number that you can try him at. But he said Fora called his landlord yesterday, and everything was all good. So he said if you call him, he should be able to take care of it. So
okay, cool.
Thanks, man. Just let me know what happens.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
Bye. Bye.